You know, we are often uncomfortable in the face of things that are unfamiliar. And that's especially true when we're talking about sex. I want you to think back to the first time you ever heard about sex. I remember when my parents gave me this book, Where Do Babies Come From? It's about 2 years ago. And I learned fast. No, seriously, I was a child. My parents gave me this book, Where Do Babies Come From? And I'm reading through, you know, two people who love each other very much, because apparently that's key to the whole process. I thought if I loved my mother too much, I'd make her pregnant. Then she became pregnant with my sister. I was kind of freaked out by that. But I remember as I'm going through this book, getting to this page and going, you're supposed to put what, where, and do what with it? And it wasn't just because I was a little gay kid. Sex is weird. I mean, think about it. Sex is... two people, they get naked, they rub up and down, they exchange bodily fluids, and then you try, and you're like, oh, I get it now. But in the abstract, sex is kind of weird. And I think when it comes to homosexuality, a lot of people never get past that whole, that's just weird reaction. And then they translate that, that's just weird reaction into, that's wrong. So if that's the problem, or at least part of the problem, what's the solution? Am I going to suggest you all go out and try it? No. That'd be interesting, but no. I think a big part of the solution is for straight people to actually get to know gay and lesbian people. Because only then do we come to realize that we have many of the same hopes and dreams, fears and challenges as everyone else. That sounds very simple, but it's not easy. It's not easy because it gives us all a responsibility, kind of homework assignment, if you will. It gives a responsibility to straight people because it means you got to get outside of your comfort zones a little bit in talking to gay, lesbian, and bisexual people. And straight people say to me, oh, no, I'm cool with the gay thing. I used to watch Will and Grace. Yeah, great. That's not just what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about real-life, flesh-and-blood people. But that, of course, puts a responsibility on those of us who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, because it means that in order to do that kind of education by example, we have to be out of the closet. When I say out of the closet, it's like, oh, I go to the bar on the weekend. That's nice. But I mean just being honest about who we are. And that's not easy to do. In fact, sometimes it's not safe to do. Maybe you're not at a point where you can do that. But it's so important.